Hello, welcome to day two of How to Get Your Own Back. On day one, we did a practice to shift from small mind to big mind. Today, we're going to practice gratitude from this broader perspective. And so let's stop and reflect on what's really going on here. Isn't it a miracle that we get to do this life at all? That somehow we're alive, conscious, breathing, able to think, move around. Seriously, just radical amazement that we were born at all. And this can be taken away from us any day. So we can really allow ourselves to just sit and wonder at this miracle of life and remember so much of what we have now. They're just things we just hoped for a little while ago. Like maybe your education or where you're living right now, who you're friends with, aspects of your work. Some of these we just dreamed of having in the past, and now we have them. So it can be helpful to shift our focus from what's absent to what's present, from what others have to what you have, from what's missing to what's given. As we take this next breath, many people are taking their last breath. You're allowed to be amazed with this miracle of life you find yourself in. You have permission to love your life as it is, before all your goals are reached, before everything is worked out. And so go ahead and bring your attention to your next breath. And just see if you can feel your next breath. Dropping awareness below the neck. Sensing this moment from your whole being. From your heart space. Letting there be a little openness at the chest. Maybe sensing some warmth there. And as we enter this practice, maybe to sense a little sincerity in ourselves. Our earnest sincerity to actually be grateful for what we have. To actually feel this moment from our tender hearts a bit. And so let's just reflect on some things we can be grateful for in this moment. Like your lungs are likely working well enough to take in each breath. Your ears are working well enough to hear this audio. Maybe you're in a city of friends and family. Maybe you had hot, clean water this morning. Maybe you're feeling physically safe, or there's nature around you. Many of your cells are secreting the proper enzymes right now. In this very moment, there's thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of things going right. Can we mentally whisper thank you for our body working well, for having access to this recording? Thank you for these things. When we see the natural abundance that's part of every moment, we're increasing our capacity to appreciate, and we can sense that there's grace in our lives. Thank you. Let's spend some time appreciating all the people whose hearts and souls went into creating this moment for us. People who created these digital platforms and devices. Thousands of people whose heart and sweat and tears and creative thinking and long hours went into designing so much of what we're communicating through right now. Let's just mentally whisper thank you to all of the people that helped create this for us. And then the space that you're in, a room or a car, an outdoor space, thinking of all the hearts and minds that went into creating the space you're in. Maybe mixing the color for the paint, sewing a cushion, transporting it by truck, moving it into your house, your car, or the outdoor space, or somewhere that you're at. Thank you for putting yourself into this and helping to create this moment for me. Thank you. And now reflecting on some life experiences you're thankful for. Maybe some good things that happened this last year. A vacation. Someone mentoring you. Your child doing well. Being thankful for the opportunities you've had to learn and grow through these experiences, to get to feel delight or meaning or satisfaction. Many people in the world would love the opportunities that you've had this last year. So mentally whispering, thank you. Thank you. And now reflecting on something that's been hard in your life, that at the time you didn't want it to be happening, but now you realize it made you grow and helped develop you into the person you are today. You're a stronger, deeper, richer person for it, more evolved. Feeling some gratitude for this life experience, how it's deepened and enriched you. It's hard to be thankful for the harder things. But a life of rich fulfillment comes to those who are also thankful for the setbacks. Thank you for what you've taught me. Thank you for making me grow. You're allowed to be amazed at this miracle that is your life, even while your path is still unfolding. Thank you. I love being here most of the time. Thank you so much.